Blog Talk Radio.
Listen, the song's crazy. You know, I got an idea, though. Make it a little crazy. Well, you can't stop this here. You can't stop this here. Work too hard, my God. I'ma play my card. I'ma leave your atmosphere. It's so toxic. And I hear your gossip. I'm aware they've got it. But I got no option. And I can't be stopped. I'ma keep on walking. In my power, in my service. And that bag might so worthless. And my face on it, it's working. I'm one of one and I'm certain that I won the battle. It's over. We did it. I'm still complete. I'm beating. No limit. Can't stop it. It's me and Corbin in the pocket. Got the plug in the socket.
They told you that you couldn't do it cause you're washed up. Ain't like them bad girls that you should get your socks up. But I got this plan and you might not understand. I'ma go whatever I can and I won't be the boss of it. Just watch me do this with no limits, only swag on it. Walk right up to the front where I belong and brag on it. Go to the top, I'ma give it all I got. Might take the lies, but we ain't gonna ever stop.
By Corinne Hawthorne, it says, I'm unstoppable. See, when you got the word of God, it doesn't matter what people say. It doesn't matter what they think of you. As long as you got God, you're unstoppable. Oh, they'll try to stop your swag. Don't get that twisted. They'll try to attack you in a lot of ways. But hey, you know you got God. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, I'm excited about the Word of God today. I'm excited about what God is doing. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's not predicated on me, but it's all predicated on what the Word of God is saying. Such a time as this year. We're going to have a word of prayer. And then we're going to jump right into these scriptures today, bless God. What we're going to talk about this week. You know, the Lord put some stuff in my spirit. I know where I want to go. Sometimes God will, you know, I tell people all the time, I'm led by the spirit, okay? Things seem to change at any moment. Changes on me. I'm going the way God tell me to go because he see dangers ahead. He see what lying ahead. I don't see it, but God know. So when he said change the message, I have no problem in doing it. There's a lot of things I want to talk about, but let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll get into some of this, some of the things that God wants to bring forth this week, and I want to be a willing vessel. Let me say that again. I want to be a willing vessel. I want to be there so God can use me. Father God, we thank you right now for your word. Because it's in your word, Father God, that we learn whose we are and who we are. It's in your word, Father God, that I learned that we're spiritual. We're spiritual beings. Yes, sir. And we're having human experience. Thank you for that inner revelation. Thank you, Father God, that my spirit bear witness with your word today. Thank you for developing us. Thank you, Father God, for making it plain to me and to those that are listening. I thank you, Father God, for your word that you're going to bring unity. You're bringing unity in the body of Christ. People dying out of self and living unto you. And I praise you for it. I give you the honor and the glory. I thank you, Father God, that you call us the apple of your eye. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, that we're walking by your spirit and we're walking by faith. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that the light that we carry will shine. Someone will see that there's something different about us. I am content in whatsoever state I'm in because your word says I can be that way. I thank you, Father God, that I'm dead to sin, but alive to Christ. Thank you for your power ruling us and ruling our lives. Ask you, Father God, to remember the Carter's family. Rosalind Carter did a great work, mighty work. Do not let it be forgotten in the midst of all of what's going on. I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, that someone will get a word today. I thank you, Father God, that someone will, that word will illuminate in their spirit today. I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, that we're free, but we're committed to you. I thank you, Father God, that you even giving us your protection. You giving us angels. I hear you saying right now, Heavenly Father, that you're placing in us something awesome. And you will not forget us, but you will remember us, your Father God, for bringing health and healing to those that are listening. I thank you for setting the captives free and mending broken hearts. I thank you. I thank you still the miracle worker God today as you were yesterday. And I praise you for it. Thank you for your anointing. Ask you, Father God, those that need to hear this message, illuminate it for them. I declare it's already done. Every prayer that went forth from this broadcast, everything that's been asked of is done in the mighty name of Jesus. And we ask these blessings in Christ's name. And everybody agreed with this prayer. They said amen and amen. Hallelujah. Okay. But listen, brothers and sisters, okay, where should I start? It's, there's a lot of things going on right now in the spirit. The Lord spoke to me, to my heart. And I'll just tell y'all what I got from all of this. It was about being thankful. It was about gratitude. So this week, we're talking lots about gratitude and attitude. We're going to talk a lot about what God is saying today, how we can develop an attitude of gratitude. Let me take my time and say this. We're going to really share about how we're going to develop an attitude of gratitude. So I'm going to need y'all to on with me, because I'm just out here. I'm asking God which way to go. I got a lot of things I wanted to share, before before the Lord really dropped this in my spirit. But it's about being thankful in everything. I better say that again. Sometimes we don't really look at that, but God's saying we're to be thankful in everything. And with that being said, I expect nothing less than what God promised us in His Word. And I think I'm going to start off by saying that I was looking for some notes that I made that I thought that the Lord had dropped in my spirit earlier, and I like I said, I want to be led. It's important, because the Lord don't just take me off of a message and then not really give me the essence of it. So today, and you know, this week being Thanksgiving, and let me say, because I don't know about think I don't know what's going on, Thanksgiving is an American holiday. Is designed to give thanks, especially to thank God. Been doing family gathering and what are supposed to be happy holiday meals, there can be tension like you never seen, tension in our families, different point of views, conflict, unresolved hurts. What is there was a way to bring everyone back into unity and focus on thanking God for all of His goodness, for all of He's given us. I mean, the answer to this question is possible. And I want to say holidays bring sometimes a lot of tension and lies. In a story that Jesus met that woman over there in John. And we may even talk about that. Who can first, matter of fact, when you think about what she did, people talking about women preachers, this was the first evangelist in the New Testament. When you think about what she said and what she did and how she got people involved, you know, that what happened, that woman who became the first evangelist, she was from a group of people often described against whom lived in a terrified place. And the Jews typically avoid going that way. She was very controversial. That's why she went up there at 12 o'clock to get water. She didn't go with the other people. Because of her gender, because she was a female, because of her ethnic background, I couldn't even say because of her zip code. And yet Jesus invited her into His world. I'm trying to tell somebody something today. Sometimes you got to invite those people in your world that you didn't think they fit, but they fit. But they're waiting on you to invite them. And Jesus invited her into His kingdom of God. If you notice how Jesus dealt with the tension that was going on in there, the controversy that was going on in this lesson, you can discover what it means to bring unity. You can see that sometimes you got to go an extra mile to bring unity. So when you read, it's in the fourth chapter of the book of John. I'm just going to share some things with you all about this story, and we're going to get into Thanksgiving this week. But to me, you deal with a lot of tension, especially around food, especially around certain folk that don't think like you think and believe like you. Well, we're going to have to make peace with that. So in John 4, the scripture tells us that Jesus left Judah and went back to Galilee. But on his way, he told the disciple, there's a need that I must go by Samaritan. Well, actually, it's an unusual and bold move because Jews was normally never went through Samaritan. And to get a better understanding of this, you ask yourself, why? In the Old Testament, the nation of Israel was divided into two kingdoms, the northern kingdom called Israel and the southern kingdom called Judah. And Jesus was from Judah. And when Jesus walked the earth, there was a little place of I'm going to say a little piece of land that between Galilee and Judah to the southern called Samaritan. And it's a beautiful story now. It was, say, on the west bank. It is in Israel, and it's there now. And this is where Jesus visit often. Like I said, he told his disciples, there's a need that we must go by here. Eventually, he came to this Samaritan village. And he was there by Jacob's well. And Jacob gave to his son, Joseph, and Jacob well was there, and Jesus had to walk by that. And it was a long walk, and it said that it was worthy, and it was wealth that was there. And when you went there, it was a big deal, because sometimes wells drawed up, but this well was always flourishing and always giving, and it was something that they took pride in. I'm trying to get you to this point so you can see when you different from what was going on, you had a problem. You had an issue. So soon the Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, please give me a drink. He was alone at the time because his disciple had gone into the village to buy some food. So the woman was surprised because Jesus was a Jew. The Jews refused to have any conversation with the Samaritan. They refused to have any dealing at all. So the Samaritan woman, she said to Jesus, you are a Jew. As though Jesus didn't know that. Said, you are a Jew, and I'm a Samaritan woman. Why are you asking me for a drink? It's over in verses 5 through 9. The woman got right to the point. So did Jesus say to the Samaritan woman, I'm Jewish, but full of, and he knew that what she was thinking. He knew what was going on with her. Like other people who live in Judah, they believe in the Torahs, like a lot of Muslims, but they interpret it differently than the Jews from the South. From the Jews, both groups outside of that way of teaching consider other being like heresy or whatever you want to say. So make a long story short, she was quoting, brothers and sisters, she was quoting scriptures. And she was quoting scriptures. And just to fast forward a little bit, when the woman questioned how Jesus, being a Jew, could ever speak to her, Jesus answered her by saying, if you only knew the gift of God has for you and give you our speaking to you, he says, you would ask me. You wouldn't be going through these changes if you only knew. And I would give you some living water, and you'll never be thirsty again. And the woman went on, but sir, you don't even have anything to get the water with, sir. So what's really going on up in here? And I'm going to paraphrase this a little bit so everybody understand. You up here, you don't even have anything to draw the water with. And after all, Jesus answered and said, anyone who drinks this water, you will become thirsty again. But those who drink the water I give you, you'll never thirst again. So it became mind-blowing to her within the giving. And he's actually talking about eternal life. So when you read 13 and 14, you'll see that. So this was a great news. Great news. I mean, when you hear what the Word of God say about you, boy, that's good news. Especially when all your life you heard a lot of negative things. And now you hear something good. You hear something like God said, you got the victory now. That's good news. I believe his word will not return unto him void, but it will accomplish what he sent it out to do. When he tell you you've been forgiven of all your sin, and when that hits your spirit, you realize Romans 8:1 become a reality. Therefore, now is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. When you hear the word of God saying, you are sealed. In other words, it's a wrap. You sealed, man. You ain't got nothing to worry about. When you hear Psalms 91, and Jesus said, I got you. I got angels to protect you. That's good news, man. I mean, I get excited when I hear 2 Peter 1:4, that I'm a partaker of a divine nature. God has put his nature in me. He changed me. My spirit man, even though the outward man perish, the inward man is being renewed day by day. Or I may look the same on the outside, but you don't know what's going on the inside, baby. See, that was good news for this woman. Great news. Jesus was telling her, I'll give you some everlasting water. Somebody need to hear that today. That there's some everlasting stuff that just won't, will not vanish, will not deteriorate because of the weather. You can buy a car today, and that thing is rusted in 2 years, and you spend all that money. There's things you buy, and it deteriorates. But here God is offering us eternal life, and you'll never want anything. But let me say this. This woman, when Jesus redirected her way of thinking, redirected her focus, and sometimes you got to let people know, man, God ain't mad at them. Folks think God is not mad at people. The devil is a lie. God is a loving God. He cares. He gives. He's not one that takes. So I watch that too. I watch a little of that. If people really giving from their heart, or they're giving, or they taking, then you know if it's the Spirit of God. Somebody offering something, or they big and think of getting it. This Samaritan woman lived in a divided nation where the people were divided. So Jesus asked A loaded question, you could say. A debated, gone out to generation as Brother God wanted them to worship. She had this answer. Oh, y'all worship, but we worship up here at the well. You say, well, wait a minute. You talking about geographically where you worshiping? He said, but do you know what God wants? See, a lot of times people never ask that question. What do God want? God is looking for people to worship him in spirit and in truth. That woman was hung up on the well. Oh, I know him right now. That woman was hung up on the well. The Jews are hung up in Jerusalem on the building. See, that's where people are hung up at. God ain't with that. He ain't looking for that. Yeah, it's no denial that there's people in church buildings. And I'm not saying they wrong, brothers. So don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm looking for spirit and truth. That's what I'm looking for. And sometimes you can't get it. See, you can't get everything from Walmart. It may seem like you can, but you can't get everything from Walmart, and neither can you get it from CVS. So sometimes you got to go outside of that. So God ain't looking for people that want to come to the well. He ain't looking for people that's going to Jerusalem. You said, preacher, how you know that? Because it says it right there. You said God's seeking. Seeking. And let me tell you what this word seek here means. Before I go any further, it means to turn over. It means to look beyond. It means to go farther than. It even means to look with a better understanding. Look beyond the natural. That's what this word really means. So he said God is seeking. He said the Father is looking for those who will worship him. His way. Preach, preacher. Worship him his way. Not the way the folks say to worship. But God's looking for somebody who will worship him his way. That's what I tell people all the time. The organized church and religious people need to repent. And let's do it God's way. What is that? In spirit and in truth. The Father is looking for those who will worship him his way. For God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Verses 21 through 24. So it's a process. This information through what she was already knew. See, people got already got knowledge. I be telling folks this. Folks got church knowledge. They got ethnic knowledge. They got background knowledge. People got all these different way of doing things and what's been said, yada, yada, yada. But wait a minute. Have you ever stopped for a moment and say, okay, let me see what God talking about. Let me get in that word for myself and demand that God speak to you. I know. That just went over somebody's head. Can I demand? Absolutely. Because see, the word ask means to demand. Demand, Lord, what you want me to do? Because this woman had no problem talking to Jesus like this. Read it. She already knew certain things. She already knew where she was supposed to be. Already knew where the Jews were supposed to be. The one who calls Christ, when he comes, he will explain everything to us. So in verse 25, Jesus then changed her entire perspective and showed her who trusts when he said, I am the Messiah. I am the messenger. See, when people really come to know that the word of God is God, because that's what was in the beginning, was God, they'll get with God. When they come to that revelation, how do I get with God? They'll get in the word of God. And they'll come to know who God is because he is his word. Yes, it's a miracle. He can speak right through that paper. Now, for the carnal mind, you ain't going to get this. But if you get spiritual mind, I challenge you to get serious with God and watch what happens. So what Jesus did was thanksgiving. He quietly I realize ain't no holiday, man. I ain't with all that. I'm trying to show you. We got to lift God people's up. We got to open God's people eyes to truth from what they can see and what they can trust in. You can trust in the word of God. I know scientifically and all this other stuff. I can give you a list of stuff. Listen, brothers and sisters, the Bible been here. When they got here, it was there. The Bible been here. It ain't no new book. It ain't no new book. Scripture's been here. And people took great pride in it. So when the Bible says, in everything give thanks, everybody don't get it. Everybody don't get it. So you got to focus not on what caused the division, but focus on what's going to solve the issue, solve the problem. As a servant of the Lord, you got to know God is bigger than whatever they're dealing with. You got to know you're worth the call that God have called. God have called you, and you're worthy. You're worthy, and you got to know that. No matter what. There's a lot of things I'm going to get into this week. We got to know there's one body, one spirit. Yes, you have to been called into one glorious hope for the future. There is one Lord. There is one faith. There is one baptism. And Father of all, the Bible says, who is over all and in the living through all. So God is living through everybody, not just through here and there. No, God can use everybody. But here's the thing, brothers and sisters. Here's the thing. We are to let people know that God loved them. He don't care what your ethnic background, black or white, purple, yellow. Don't make me go to Malachi on you. God calling all flesh. All flesh. Not just black folk. Not just white people. All flesh. He calling them all. He said in these last days, your sons and daughters. I got some paper now. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. That means preach, declare the word of God. And at such a time as this, God is saying, hold on. Don't go nowhere. Hold on. I got you. You ain't got to run here, run there. You ain't got to do that. Just stand still. And you're going to see the salvation of the Lord. And to show you how God worked, this woman was at the well. She wasn't in no church building. And God moved in her life so until she wanted to preach. She went and declared the word of God. Come see a man that told me all I ever did. Man, them people closed up the bakery, the shoe shop. They closed up everything because they knew her reputation. They knew who she was. And when Jesus said to her, where's your husband? She said, I don't have none. Said, the one you got now ain't yours. I mean, that woman went boogity, 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 man. She had to get there and tell these folks, this is the real deal here. This is the Christ. Because if it was like today, they probably wouldn't let her up in their church, and especially her reputation would have preceded her, so they certainly wouldn't have her up there on a pulpit. No, sir. Not on that pulpit. They called it holy ground. Like where Jesus met her. Jesus made it holy. Come on, somebody. Jesus made it holy. Wherever he meets you at, he'll resolve the issue right there. You ain't got to go to him. Watch him come to you. That's why he told the disciples, there's a need that I must go by Samaritan. See? But anyway, when we get the opportunity to tell about Jesus, take advantage of it. When you get an opportunity, he'll give you the word, the wisdom, the knowledge, what to say and how to say it.
Amen.
He will. I know he will. Okay. We didn't get into all the stuff I wanted to get into, but this is going to be a week of Thanksgiving. I'm going to find some scriptures, and we're going to be thankful for these scriptures. And anybody have any scriptures they want to share this week on what you're thankful for on Thanksgiving or whatever, be advised that you're more than welcome. Share. Share, as they say on the YouTube, share, like, and share more. Share it. We're going to have a mystery guest going to be here real soon. I'm working out some things with them. And they're going to just bless your socks off. Yes, sir. Mighty people of God. They're about doing God's will. Wherever. On the side of the road, in the hedges and highways, on the road to Damascus. It don't matter. They just want to do God's will. Because they know where God wants them to worship. And that is in spirit and in truth. Not a place. It's not a place. Y'all didn't hear that, did you? Mm-hmm. It's not a place. It's a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get it twisted. It's a purpose. Not a place. What God desires mm-hmm. is a purpose. Well, we open. Anyone have anything they'd like to share? It's open. Just press there, Pastor. Just press 1. I think your hand was up there first, Pastor.
Amen. But Pastor, I was just reading that part of John 4, but to read the verses you just quoted, 23 and 24, it says, "But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." And that was from the King James, reading it from the Message Bible, verse John 4:23 and 24 says, "Is who you are and the way you live that count before God. Your worship must engage your spirit in the pursuit of truth, kind of people the Father is out looking for. Those who are simply and honestly themselves before him in their worship. God is sheer being itself, spirit. Those who worship him must do it out of their very being, their spirit, their true selves in adoration." Amen. But there we have it. Have to worship him in spirit and in truth. Man.
Amen. Anybody else? Press 1. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor, for bringing that out.
You're welcome. Yes, Pastor, yes. You're welcome.
It's a lot there, brothers and sisters. You wanna read that whole chapter? In John,
yeah.
I was reading Psalms 95, 1-2. It says, "Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Make a joyful noise unto him with psalms." Man, I tell you, brothers and sisters, it's so much meat in this word.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. And you wanna hear that with your spirit, you know? God's gonna, he got me on a thing where we're gonna begin to speak a prophetic word. speak life into people. You know, enough of this religious stuff. God is looking for people that will worship him in spirit and in truth. And the only thing I can think of is his word. That's the truth I'm talking about. That's the real truth. Not a truth, but that's the truth. And I'm waving my hand, telling Lord, here I am. Here I am, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yeah.
I'll do it. Mm-hmm. I'll do it. I'm going to have to go to Jerusalem. See, people, they get you. They want you to come to their church. They want to explain to you. And God had never told nobody to come to no building. The best they can do is Hebrews 10. Fail not to assemble yourself. Well, you can go out there to, I went out there to McDonald's and assembled myself with a couple other folks about the word of God. But see, people, they so church-minded. I go to the Goodwill. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I assemble right there. See, you got to get that church stuff out your mind, what you've been poisoned with. Well, you know, in the church, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do this, you got to do that. Let that go. I understand people been doing it this way and that way and the third. I get all that. And some people done put a little twist to it. See God's face. He got something better for you. He got something greater for you. You ain't even tapped into the stuff that God has for his new creation. A lot of old stuff he wanted to pass away. A lot of tradition he wanted to pass away. God got some new stuff. Yeah. That song I prayed today. Don't let nothing stop you. Yeah.
Okay.
You're unstoppable. God said you're unstoppable. So why you letting man stop you? Get a song. Get a chance. Listen to that song. Listen to it with the spirit. I know it sounds a little hip-hop and all that. I get that. But listen, brothers and sisters, what you care, all you want is what God got for you.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. So, The word of God has to enter into our life, and we have to become a reflection of that. Okay? It's like when you said, in spirit and in truth, when will we become a reflection of that? But we'll get into it. Like I said, there were so many other things I personally wanted to talk about, because I just think people... And I'll probably go ahead on and get into it, because too many people limiting God in them. Stop limiting God.
Amen.
It is God which worked in you, both to do his will and to do his good pleasure. It's a good thing. It's God's good pleasure. He wants to work in us. And at the end of the day, we ought to be doing 1 Thessalonians 5. 16 through 18. We ought to be giving thanks to him. Yeah. You know, one thing Jesus said in John 8, Jesus said, for I do always those things that is pleasing to him. When will the church come to that place? They say, you know what? We always do the things pleasing to God. He wants us to worship in spirit and in truth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the moment you check somebody with the scripture, say, wait a minute, Jesus didn't go up there. He went over there. When he got ready to talk to the Father, he went on the side of the mountain and asked his disciple privately, so y'all come and watch with me 1 hour while I talk to the Father. He didn't go up in the building with the Pharisees and Sadducees and all that. He did his duty. He did to fulfill the scripture. He went up there and read the scripture like he was supposed to do. Everything the Bible has said he was to do, Jesus did it. But now when you get into his personal life, he's about like John. John didn't hang around no synagogue. His dad was a preacher, but he didn't go up in there.
Amen.
No, check the scripture. He didn't go up in there. See, that's not real to a lot of people. Just like worshiping God in spirit and in truth is not real to a lot of people. But it's real to us. Because we know and understand Amen. You don't have to go up in a building. Well, you got to have a covering. What happened to God being our covering? What happened to God being our covenant?
Yeah.
But anyway. Mm-hmm. Anybody have anything else? Hallelujah. Anything else? Well, I want to thank everybody for being on the broadcast today, and we'll see you all on Tuesday.